upcoming cultural highlights in our region include Bach, Beethoven, 20th century classical, jazz, Irish music, plus a whole lot more. The Julia Gottlieb Quartet performs its mix of music and jazz standards at the Egremont Barn in South Egremont, Mass., on Saturday at 8 p.m. An eclectic artist and song stylist, Julia's sound spans generations. Imagine Nora Jones crossed with Chet Baker. Backing her silky, smooth vocals are pianist Benny Cohn, bassist Jason Schwartz, trombonist Don Mickelson, and drummer Connor Meehan. Internationally acclaimed organist Renee Anne Lupret performs selected organ works of Johann Sebastian Bach at the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House in Housatonic, Mass. On Saturday at 2 p.m. in a concert presented by Berkshire Bach. The Orchestra Now performs Beethoven's Symphony No. 3, Eroica, in the Fisher Center at Bard College on Saturday at 8 p.m. and again on Sunday at 2 p.m. The program, under the direction of Leon Botstein, includes the Consecration of the House Overture and Piano Concerto No. 4 featuring soloist Anna Polonsky. Seamus Egan has been at the center of the new Irish music scene in America for over 20 years, on his own and as the head of the supergroup Sullis. The multi-instrumentalist brings his tenor banjo, nylon string guitar, low whistles, mandolin, keyboard, and percussion to the Town Crier Cafe in Beacon, New York on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. Joining the Seamus Egan Project are guitarist Kyle Sana and New England bouzouki and harmonium player Owen Marshall. WAMC's own Alan Chartok and the Berkshire Ramblers, along with the Wanda Houston Band, perform for Construct's annual Warm Up the Winter Variety Show benefit concert for Construct at the Mahewi in Great Barrington, Mass. On Monday at 7 p.m. Looking ahead to next weekend, mark down Barrington Stage Company's 10x10 New Play Festival, kicking off on February 13th and running through March 8th at the Theater Company's venue in Pittsfield, Mass. Where else can you see 10 new 10-minute plays all in one sitting? And the great thing is, if you're not enjoying one of them, you don't have to wait any longer than 10 minutes for it to be over. Concerts in the Village continues its 10th anniversary season at the School Jack Shaman Gallery in Kinderhook, New York, with a program called Glorious Strings in a Glorious Space, celebrating 20th century American music on Sunday, February 16th at 3 p.m. The program features outstanding instrumental soloists in a program of American orchestral masterpieces written between 1928 and 1955, including Aaron Copland's Clarinet Concerto, originally composed for Benny Goodman in the late 1940s and played here by virtuoso clarinetist Paul Green. Next weekend also marks the third annual Hudson Jazz Festival at Hudson Hall, this year featuring performances by veteran saxophonist Billy Harper, Balkan fusion band Slavic Soul Party, and vocalist M.A. Allen, accompanied by pianist Armin Donelian, bassist Jay Anderson, and Jeff Siegel on drums. M.A. Allen cut her teeth in Parisian jazz clubs and will present a contemporary spin on jazz standards, bossa nova, and strikingly beautiful original compositions perfectly timed for Valentine's Day. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.